May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. If we can take a moment to step away from the sophistication and cynicism of the season, we can encounter the wonder and the transformation. To rediscover the trust, the faith, and the hopefulness that was always meant to be at the center of the joy of Christmas. Suddenly there was with an angel a multitude, filling the sky with an angelic presence, with this gentle reminder: be not afraid. Be not afraid. No matter what you see around you, no matter what you hear, God is still on the throne. Christ is still calling the shots. And the power of the Holy Spirit is still very much evident in our humanity. Be not afraid. To us tonight, it is a reaffirmation of God's blessing as once given by those angels, and a message to us: be not afraid. God continues to be with you. God continues to inspire you to great things. But the first step is to have more faith than fear. They will always coexist in all times and in all places. There will always be that thread of fear that keeps us uneasy. But if the faith can surpass it, indeed take over, wondrous things begin to happen. Believe it or not, you and I are a lot like the shepherds on that night. We work too hard. We work too long. And we don't get enough compensation. Somebody out there, and you can name them if you need to, is cheap. And you're not getting what you deserve. You are worth much more than anyone pays you. We know that in this church. We couldn't possibly afford the work and the ministry of the people that work so hard in this place. And you need to make a decision tonight that although you go to work every day and you earn the money you need to live, make each day count far beyond the time you put on at work. Do those things you love to do more often. You and I are very much like the shepherds that night. It was one of the worst jobs in the culture. It was dirty, it was stinky, and it was dangerous. They would give you a very brief course that sounded a little like this: there are wolves and other deadly creatures. Here's a stick. Good luck. We hope you took some self-defense courses before you started this shepherd thing, because in defense of those sheep, you will need to be able to defend yourself. You and I are so much like those shepherds because we keep the flock. We keep our company afloat. We keep our business afloat. We keep the factory afloat. We keep the school afloat, the hospital afloat. You work so hard, like the shepherds of that time, for so little in return. And then, if that isn't bad enough, they make you work nights, long hours. Long hours beyond your patience, beyond your endurance, And then they say, don't forget to say thank you for the job. We need to be grateful for the opportunity to have an income to live, but I'm not always sure that we need to be grateful when there's abuse. It was a long, dark, windy night. And suddenly an angel appeared to the shepherds and gave them the good news of Jesus Christ. And then the sky filled with the magnificence of a light beyond your imagination. And voices so angelic represented well tonight before the homily. Some will say that working nights is an easier shift. I never experienced that to be true. If you're standing in a restaurant washing dishes till 11:30, nobody can convince me that that was an easy shift. And that's exactly what I did through high school. You work so very hard. Please don't live to work. Work to live. Make the decision tonight that there is so much more out there for you. Hear the voice of the angels in your life tonight and decide what the next 10 years are going to look like to your best value, to your best joy. The shepherds received the good news, and they simply could have said, I don't know what was in the stew for supper. But that gave us some pretty wild hallucinations. Some may have even said, I don't know what was in our pipe. But that was some wonderful fantasy. But still others realized that it was a gift from heaven, that their hard work had been acknowledged, that their loyalty and dedication to what they do was valued and appreciated, and that God had chosen to come to the meek of the meek. That doesn't mean fragile. That means those who show up. Those who show up. You show up for all those things, and the people that are in your life are important. The angels appeared to them, and God continues to appear to many people in many places and situations. God shows up. God may show up at your work or at your home or even in your sleep. God will often use the agency of angels. I always find it interesting that in North America, the percentage of the last statistical analysis is more people believe in angels than in God. You heard me right. Work that one out. Perhaps it's the potential for the direct contact. Let's not forget the source. God shows up not only in angelic presence, but in the lives of each and every one of us through people who are sent to us when we need them the most. Perhaps you're sitting near one of them tonight. The key is to encourage and be open to such experiences. On Mary's first occasion with the angel, she thought that she would get some sleep. Her life was normal. She was in the middle of planning a wedding. She was gathering family for planning sessions, which may or may not have been giving her headaches, because weddings are hard things to plan. This is where you don't look at your partner. Weddings are challenging things to plan. But who would have thought that she would be encountered by God's messenger to tell her that she had been chosen, not because she was educated, not because she was from a wealthy family, not because they had prestige in the community, but God had acknowledged her faith and chosen her to be the vessel of God's eternal gift. Joseph, if you've read scripture, you'll understand that he was truly a man's man. When he heard the news of the pregnancy, he was not entirely thrilled. Some say that he planned to quietly divorce her until God sent a messenger and reminded Joseph that by his faith, he would remain faithful. Some of us may need that reminder once in a while. By our faith, we will remain faithful. Sometimes it's not the encounter that we have with God's messengers. It's what we're really scared we might be asked to do, including changing our attitude or our direction in life, or a change in our priorities. Perhaps there's been that niggling thing in your mind these days that you wish you could change a direction, change a priority, try something new and different. I encourage you tonight to prayerfully and faithfully have the courage to do that. Perhaps we would be open to that change of new direction, that new job, that new relationship, or even developing new skills in the relationships that we're in. Many have called it a discovery that their partner suddenly is intentional again. Every relationship would benefit from new skills, new awarenesses, and a deeper commitment. In the conversation this many years ago, the angel turns to each of the shepherds and reminds them not to be afraid, as he said to Mary, as he said to Joseph, as he has said to millions of people since. Did you know that we're actually not supposed to be afraid of God? We are to be in awe of God, to experience his love and his grace as awesome, but not to be afraid of him. Maybe we need to be more uncomfortable with the deeper relationship with God because it will call us to new directions and new ways. Perhaps we're not just worried about God's expectations, but if we truly hear his voice, what expectations he may have of us. To the shepherds on that first Christmas Eve, that meant that they would get up, get moving, and get to Bethlehem to experience the Christ child and the parents, and to be able to worship and celebrate with them, to take action. In today's contemporary world, particularly those of us who are getting a little bit older, we are totally and completely delighted with some of the newer Easy Boy chairs. Once we sit down, we have no intention of getting up. We would like someone to bring us a bell that we can ring when we're hungry, when we can't figure out the remote, when we're not quite sure why someone's at the door. We can just sit in that chair and ring the bell. Let me be transparent. I would be ringing that bell all by myself for the rest of my natural born life. We assume that everybody's going to respond to our every want and need, and that if we absolutely have to get up, then we get to push a newer button on the side of that Easy Boy that will lift us out of the chair. Why bother trying to get up on our own? The problem is our bodies weren't built for that. And when you don't use every muscle in your body, it begins to shut down. When you don't use the muscle between your ears and your heart, it begins to shut down. So tonight, here's my plea. That you take the initiative that means something new and something different, that you hear the call of God through the angel's voice in your life, that you take that faith and renew it in an extraordinary way. Maybe something tonight will touch your heart. Maybe it'll be the music. Maybe it will be the liturgy. Maybe it will be the scripture. Maybe something that makes you just a little more aware of God's activity in your life and the extraordinary opportunities that await you if you'll only try something new. Did you know that being encountered by Jesus Christ is actually our salvation? Sometimes we experience Christ when we are lonely, anxious, depressed, frightened, disappointed, hopeless, or discouraged. The shepherds, in the middle of one of the worst jobs known to humanity, experienced a new light and a new voice, and they got up and responded in action. They began a new journey that led them to Bethlehem and beyond. It led them face to face with the mother of God's child, the earth father of God's child. May tonight, this Christmas Eve, be the beginning of a new journey with Jesus for you. Perhaps a new journey in your marriage, in your relationships, in your family, at school, with friends, or even at work. May God bless you. May you have an encounter with the Holy this Christmas. Amen.